Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Bernard Johnson Network on the Blog Talk Radio. We'll be heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners? Can you imagine more than 195 countries? And to God be the glory. We want to take a moment and introduce to you the man whom God has chosen for such a time as this. The man better known as the Big and Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, the pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruit International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Big and Praise Convention. And now, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagan from Hagan, Georgia. God bless you and to all of you on the prayer line, on the blog line, Blog Talk Radio. And let me just say welcome. We welcome you from all over the world. I thank God for so many leaders and so many precious people on this line. I am aware that we have many, many, many leaders on the line from all over the world, and I'm humbled by it. I don't approach you any way but humble, knowing that I don't really deserve this spot, but God, through His grace and mercy, has given it to me. So I do praise Him and recognize His goodness and kindness. I want to thank God for all of you. You know, y'all energize me. Amen. I hear your voices on this line saying thank you, thank you, thank you. From 616 and 847 and 919 and 870-312-516-773-571-404-860 and so many, my God, just coming to give God praise, 910 and 901, just so many people. And I just thank God for you, that you are making God happy, 314 and 372. Just making the Lord happy everywhere, 910 and 708. All of you will come in 912 just to make the Lord happy. And He inhabits your praises. Oh, my God. Thank you. I just get so happy when I hear your voices. And I thank God for you. My. Our platform, our trend on this line is simply as a part of the new awakening, the spiritual shift away from give me, give me, give me to thank you, thank you, thank you. And on this spiritual shift, this new awakening, we simply thank God 1,000 times. I was on the plane coming back to Florida on my way back to Texas at that time. And I said, Lord, you've been so good to me. If I could, I'd thank you 1,000 times, not knowing that it was possible. I had never heard of it. Nobody in my lifetime has ever done this. And I said, Lord, if you've been so good, if I could, I'd thank you 1,000 times. So let me sit back and try to go to sleep. Holy Ghost woke me up and said, why don't you? And I said, why don't I what? He said, why don't you thank God 1,000 times? I said, I don't know how to do that, Lord. I've never done anything like that before. But, you know, upon your word, I'll try. And I took a handkerchief out, turned my head toward the window, and there were engine sounds, so they probably couldn't hear me. But I began to thank the Lord. And I just started, I didn't know what to do. I just started saying, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. And after a while, after I thanked him 100 times and 200 times, the Holy Spirit began to lead me to put some structure under it, and to thank him for reasons. And so I didn't start fancy. I just said, Lord, thank you for waking me up this morning. Thank you, 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 thank you. Thank you for starting me on my way. Thank you, 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 thank you. Thank you for legs to walk. Thank you. Thank you. A mouth to talk. I kept going. Simple things, nothing fancy. Just wanted him to know that I appreciated all the things that he had done for me. And I got to about 800 times. I got so happy, I couldn't even sit down. I was so happy. I got up and started walking down the aisle and that plane with the handkerchief still over my mouth. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, by that time, I was so full, I couldn't even walk straight. I was kind of, you know, every night doing the power of God would hit me, and I just moved kind of strange. I don't know what the people thought, but I just couldn't stop thanking him. Saw the restroom back there and said, well, I'm going to head back there. If I can get to the restroom, I got to let a shout out or something. And I finally made it. On the way, God reminded me of how he healed me of asthma. And when I got in that restroom, I shouted, thank you, Lord. I mean, I kept on shouting, thank you, Lord. And thank God he let me thank him more than 1,000 times a day. One of the things I realized when I did this through the auspices of the Holy Ghost, I realized that it only took me 15, maybe 20 minutes to do it. And when I at first thought about it, you know, I figured it would take me hours, but it only took me 15, 20 minutes. And that's when God revealed unto me, son, can you get, he didn't say, can you get? He said, I want you to ask the people if they would make me a priority and give me 15 or 20 minutes of their time to thank me 1,000 times. That's why we're here, because the Lord said it to me. Think about it. Think about it. There are only two voices that can speak to anybody. Do you think the devil said, oh, no. You think the devil said, I want you to ask the people to thank me 1,000 times. Think about that. I mean, that's silly. The devil wouldn't say that. No. All the efforts he took up in heaven when he was up there to try to get the people to stop thanking God, to stop praising God. Why would he tell me, I want you to get the people to thank God 1,000 times? Come on, don't be silly. Don't be silly. The devil didn't say that. God said it. He spoke to my heart and said, ask the people if they would take our time to thank him 1,000 times. How about y'all over there in Africa? How about you in India? How about you in Germany and France and Poland and Sweden? How about you all in Russia? How about you who hear me on the Gaza Strip and everywhere? How about you in America, in every state? How about you? Can you take time to thank God 1,000 times? We just need 15, 20 minutes. And can you challenge people all around your area to thank him 1,000 times? There's a miracle in it for you. Amen. God bless you. Tell you what we'll do. We'll open up the lines, and then we'll allow you maybe a minute. Minute is a long time to make a request. But we'll give you a minute, if you would, to ask God for what you want. Amen. Your heart's desires. And when you've done that, then I'll come back. And I'll pray with you. And then we begin this thanking God 1,000 times. This is what this is all about, the new awakening. In 1740, they had the Great Awakening. Now, in 2014, 2015, 2016, God has brought this new awakening to people, a spiritual shift away from the asking, just coming to God, just to ask him for something all the time. I do believe in asking, it shall be given. But don't bombard him with ask, give me this, Lord, please, give me that. No, no, no. This new awakening says before you call, he will answer. He knows all about what you need. And while you're yet speaking, he will hear you. But we just take this time and allow you, if you would just present your case before him, ask him for what you need. And then we'll come back and, we'll come back and then you can have to thank him 1,000 times. God bless you. All right, this is for you. I'm going to give you some music if you would. Just take time and ask him what you need. I'll be back in about a minute. All right, God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Oh God. God, we thank you for the privilege of just speaking with you. We know that you're the busiest person in the entire world, but yet you take time for us and treat us with such great respect. We respect you, Lord, and give you all the glory, all the praise. We're not going to be the ones who give others honor and be your own and receive you not. God, we're putting you at the top of our priority list to glorify you, to love you, to appreciate you. We're not going to have backwards mentality. We're going to, God, make you first in our lives. Thank you. Oh, God. Running to these people their prayer requests. You already know what they need, and you know what they want. Oh, God, help them and bless them in Jesus' name. I bind the enemy who comes to try to sift your people's wheat. I bind the devil, in the name of Jesus. God, everything he tries to do, every ditch he tries to dig, let the curse be reversed. Oh, God, thank you for making us more than conquerors. Thank you for making us triumphant, successful, and prosperous. Thank you, Lord, for remembering us, Lord, and placing us in your new books that you're writing. Thank you. Yeah, thank you for recording our works, Lord. The works here on the Blog Talk, the works on the First Fruits Prayer Line, the works on the Youth Prayer Line. The works at Amazing Grace, the works at Bernard Johnson Ministries. God, thank you for recording the works. You've done so phenomenally.
Yes, Lord.
And bless you people everywhere. Remember that these precious people need to be blessed, Lord. Help them and bless them. Bless their children. Oh, God, bless their homes. We'll give you the glory. And God, we're not going to wait to thank you, because that's not me. We're going to thank you in advance, knowing that you're going to do these things we ask. And we plead the blood of Jesus over everything that we ask. And for Christ's sake, even the oil of the anointing destroying the yoke everywhere. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. And everybody, you got your line open. Help me thank him 1,000 times. Lord, thank you.
Thank you.
After a while, we're going to get up and walk to our home. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for the activities of our neighbors. Thank you. And thank you for casting him out.
Thank you.
Anybody wants to write us, please write us at Bernard Johnson. That's spelled with the B as in victory, Bernard. That's P.O. Box 26593, 26593. That's Overland, Over the Land, Overland, Overland Park, Kansas. And the zip code is 66235. Amen. P.O. Box 26593, 26593. Overland Park, Kansas, 66225. God bless you. We love you. We're out of time tonight.
Bless you.
Oh, and time is just passing so quickly. And we thank God. Thank you.
Oh,
the blood of Jesus.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Wrote about 100 looses, and I think I told y'all about 150 binds, and let me pull those up a little bit here. I want y'all to follow me in a few binds and a few looses tonight. Amen. Before you go, let's do that in the name of Jesus. Yeah, my God. In the name of Jesus, come on, ask us. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I ask that if the enemy's trying to hold my money back.
If the enemy's trying to hold my money back.
Lord, get under his grip.
Lord, get under his grip.
And let the blood of Jesus get all on his hand.
Let the blood of Jesus get all over his hand. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Do you think he's going to let it go? Yeah, he's going to let it go. Thank you, Jesus, for it. Let's give him some praise,
thank
Lord.
You, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes, God. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
I want y'all to go to bed tonight thanking the Lord. Thank you. Let's see what he does for you by morning. Go to bed tonight with thank you on your lips and see what he does for you by morning.
I think I preached this message from the house to the gate.
That means that he can turn it around before you leave your house and get to the gate.
Yes,
he can turn around before you leave your house and get to your car in the garage. He can turn it around before you can back out of the garage.
I receive it.
He can turn it around for you.
Thank you, Father, I'm asking you right now, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, in this text, I'm asking you to shake the chunk tree.
I receive it. Thank you, Lord. I receive it in the name of Jesus. God, I know you're not ignoring my prayer.
I've been asking you to bless these people in the city and bless them in the field. I know you're not doing
it. I receive it, Lord. I receive it. They love you. Yes.
Bless their finances. Bless their home.
I receive it. In the name of Jesus.
Bless them when they walk. Bless them when they talk. Bless them when they speak. Bless them when they travel. Bless their car.
I receive it.
Bless his family, Lord.
I receive it, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We lose the army rising up to fight for you and your family. I receive it. We lose favor over you and your family.
I receive it. Greatness in you and your family.
And I want you to say these things after me. Say these things after me. Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Lord, in the name of Jesus.
I lose more anointing in my life.
I lose more anointing in my life. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Now, the Holy Ghost will loose that up on you, but you got to be willing to speak it out and receive it. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I lose protection.
I lose protection.
of the angels.
Over me and my family.
Mm. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. In the name of Jesus, I lift renewal.
In the name of Jesus.
I lift a renewal of the Holy Ghost to fall on me.
I lift the renewal of the Holy Ghost to fall on me.
In the name of Jesus, I lift a clean heart inside of me.
In the name of Jesus,
I lose the right spirit within me.
In the name of Jesus, I
lose that I'm more than a conqueror.
I am triumphant. I am a winner.
I am healed in my body.
I am successful. Hallelujah.
I am prosperous. I can give like I want to give.
I can travel like I want to travel. Because I am blessed.
And if you really believe that, take your hand and tap yourself on the chest and say, I'm blessed. I'm dismissing y'all tonight. Just thinking. Yes,
I'm sorry for interrupting you. This is Ambassador Elect Frierson. What time does the shut in start?
9 o'clock tomorrow night. We have some slots open, I believe, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Now, thank the God. I'm going to ask you. I received a text tonight from someone who was questioning whether we're going to do it this month or not. We did January the 6th because we were having compassion on you for the holiday season. But the 6th was for December. That was not for January. But we held it in January. I hope you hear. Now, who was playing by the phone? Y'all stop doing that. This is the prayer line. The blog line. Amen. All right, but now tomorrow night is for January. This is, and when I say for, you know what I mean? It's the one we should do in January. And we got a few slots. Now, you can have people to thank God 1,000 times in your time. You can have testimonies or what we call praise reports. You can have prayer requests and have people pray for folks. You can have a guest speaker, but I want you to run the name, at least that you're doing that by me and by our executive council or someone in our ambassadors. They'll get it to me. And then we give you a lot of freedom, but don't tell people that's your prayer line. Don't do that. No, this is the First Fruits prayer line that we'll be on, and then the Bog line will be joining us also. So if you want to have a speaker, just run it by us. Amen. Amen. So we can know what's going on. Amen. You understand. And whatever you want to do in the name of Jesus, that will be a blessing to the people. Please feel welcome. If you want to call somebody and have them stand by that you want them to speak, just call us and say, Dr. Johnson, do you mind if we have a speaker? And I'll ask you, who is it? Tell me a little bit about them, fine, and get it approved afterwards. Somebody's right by the phone. You know, we've given you training, and the training says don't do that kind of thing. It's amplified all over the country. Amen. Let me show you. I'm going to ball a piece of paper up. I'm going to find one here. Look here. You see, if you up by the phone rattling paper, my Lord, it just amplified everywhere. And before you know it, it sounds so loud. Amen. I'm just grabbing a sap right now. See what I'm saying? I see somebody still ain't got to be by the phone doing all kind of stuff. It says that you're a selfish person, that you don't think about anybody but yourself. Don't do that. You're not a selfish person. You are a person of Jesus Christ. And Jesus was always thinking about others. Think about others. Don't do something that will cause them distraction. The devil does that. He'll wait till you're getting ready to have the invitation or the altar call, and he'll try to start a distraction to keep you from coming up to get healed, keep you from coming up to get saved, keep you, your daughter or your son from coming up to get saved. Don't let him distract you. He tries to be a master of it, but he's not. Yeah. Anyway, God bless all of you tonight. Let me pronounce this last final blessing of the night. Amen. Of the night. God bless these precious people. As they even take your name, as they even go to sleep tonight, thanking you for what you've done. Thank you, thank you, thank you. As you reminded me when I was praying for that little boy who had asthma, you had me to thank you all the way there. And when I got there, they took me in the room and you healed the little boy because I had sent up some timber unto you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Bless their families. Bless their home. Bless their health. Bless their strength. Bless their finances. Bless them everywhere, Lord. Let the people admire them because they know that they are under the blood and that they are really specially chosen by the Lord. Lord, let this anointing on the blood line, let this anointing on the front line, let the anointing come in from my music, Lord, that you said to me, I know you said it, you said to me, son, your notes are no longer notes anymore. I said, they're not. He said, yes. No, they're not. I said, well, what are they, Lord? He said, they're healing tones, that people will hear your notes now and get healed, because the anointing would be that powerful. And thank you, Lord, for reminding me that there was a lady in Connecticut who was listening to my healing tones that you gave me. And all of a sudden, she started screaming. And when I went over, she said, I've been blind for 7 years, son. And while you were blowing those healing tones, my eyes popped open, and now I can see. And even as I say that, Lord, you told me at the beginning of the year that sometimes or another, I don't know when, but somebody's going to be on the line, they're going to hear a pop. And what was wrong in their body is going to be right because it's going to straighten out. It's going to change. They'll hear a pop. And all of a sudden, they'll check themselves and they will be healed. Thank you for it in advance, because faith is believing you and thanking you in advance for what you've done. I thank you for what you're going to do. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Bless these folks in a precious way. We give you the glory and the praise and the adoration, we pray. Thank God. Amen, amen. The line's open to anybody who has anything you want to say. If you want to say a word of encouragement, I will receive it. Everybody needs to be encouraged. If you have a word from the Lord, feel free. If you have a praise report, well, feel free. This is not about Bernard Johnson. Oh, my God, no. This is about the Lord. So it's whatever you got. I'm opening up the line to you. The line is open to you. Thank you. Anybody? Yeah. Glory, glory, glory. All right. I've done it. May the Lord bless you and keep you. I can't wait on you. Maybe I'll try one more time. Anybody have anything to say? The line is open to you. All right. God bless you all. Have a wonderful night. I'm dismissing you in the name of Jesus. Remember to keep thank you on your lips tonight. Yeah, you never can tell what the Lord may do for you. But somebody's going to obey. And somebody who knows that obedience is better than sacrifice is going to get the blessing. Thank you, thank you. Lord, let it happen to me in Jesus' name. And those who want it to happen to you, I wouldn't sit there, but I would take it off. I would loose it. Lord,
it happened to me. Lord, I received it. Let it happen to me.
Let it happen to me.
Lord, let it happen to me. Jesus.
Receive it, Lord.
I received it. Let it happened to me, Lord.
I don't know, but I feel like similarities tonight as the Jews, the Israelites, rather, not the Jews, but as the Israelites experienced the Passover. And they were bountifully blessed because they were the church of God. They were the people of God. And God, the blood was on the doorpost. But this night, I feel like we walked through the houses and put the blood all over the house. And God is going to let the blessing angel ride and drop blessings. He may be shaking the chunk tree. I never heard of that before. And that's another thing. God told me to tell y'all, stop trying to minimize that he's doing a new thing. Some of y'all in all your lives, you have never heard some of these things on this prayer line. That's because Daniel, the second chapter, God tells us that he reveals many secrets, some secrets, not many, but it says he reveals secrets in the last day, in the last time, last day. And you're hearing some things you never heard in your life. Just be honest. I know when I was raised up as a boy, I wished I had the stuff that the Lord, not me, but that the Lord is giving me to give to you. I wish somebody would have done this for me. I would have been so grateful. You never had anybody to ever do these things for me. Nobody ever spoke these things like this into my life. Nobody ever had me loosing things according to the scripture like this. Matthew 16:19. Nobody ever did that for me. Nobody ever had me binding the devil like this. I would have appreciated it so much, but nobody ever did that for me. Nobody. Oh, my God. Nobody ever prayed blessings, and I'm not trying to glorify myself. I'm just showing you. We got to learn how to appreciate what the Lord is doing. Nobody in my life ever prayed blessings over me like the Lord said, pray blessings over y'all. I never had that in my life. When I was growing up as a boy, I never received anything like that. Never. In my life. Nobody in my life ever led me into thanking God 1,000 times. Never before in my life. Never. In all my years on this earth. How old are you? Have you had anybody ever in your life to pray blessings over you like this? Most people are jealous. They don't want you to be blessed like that. But God told me to pray every blessing I know of over you. I never had anybody do me like this. I wish if I had had, y'all think, if some of y'all think that I'm something or somebody now, if I had what y'all have now and what y'all are receiving now, guess what? I'd be so far above where I am now if I had the things that y'all are receiving. You got to learn how to be grateful. And you got to learn how to treasure things that God is doing. Don't try to let anybody minimize them. Amen. Learn how to be grateful. Amen. Some things that the Lord has given y'all. Oh, my God. I've never received nothing like it. Never. Nothing like that. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. Keep Jesus on your lips tonight. A thank you. Nobody ever told me as I went to sleep to keep the name of Jesus and thank you, Jesus, on my lips. Because if I thought about it, if I think about it even now, I know that it gets you a miracle. No, but nobody ever told me. Amen. Amen. Nobody ever told me. But I hope you learn to appreciate what God, not me. I don't claim to be nothing except a child of God. I am anointed, though. You can't touch me and think that God's not going to get you. Because he said, touch not my anointing and do my prophet no harm. I do have the protection of the Lord. He'll reverse curses that you try to put on me or anything like that. If you don't understand me, don't speak against me, please. If I'm telling you this just like they told the people of old about the Holy Rollers. If you don't understand the Holy Rollers, they told you, don't speak against them. Leave them alone. Just leave them alone. Because You can't mess with God's people like that and think that God is going to let it go by.
Amen.
So if you don't understand me, just bless me. Lord bless him. Lord help him. Please just do that. Because I've seen people who didn't understand me and misused me. And all of a sudden the curse was reversed. So please, I don't claim to be nothing, but I do know that I'm special to God. I do know that. So if you don't understand me, just leave me alone. Just bless me if you can. And if you can bless me, a blessing will fall on you. God bless you. I love you. Have a good night. Amen.
Thank you.
God dismissed. God dismissed.
Good night.
Good night to you.